course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too bad. You know, just living the dream. Found an ancient artifact that I've been messing with, and I've been seeing some pretty spooky shit.
Yeah, well, keep practicing. I'm sure you can, you know, play Bohemian Rhapsody on it before you're all said and done.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so this episode, we are reviewing the movie Whistle, which is available now on Shudder. Before we get there, we had a few things to talk about. Ike, first off, did you watch anything else this week?
Oh, boy. Honestly, not really. I finished it off. So I caught up on From, which the new season's coming out of that, season four. Really good show, really spooky. So I've caught up on all the first three seasons and what is out of season four. And then basically it's going to come out every week on Saturday now. So that's what I'm waiting for. Other than that, it's not horror related, but we're doing a rewatch of Euphoria because season three is dropping as we speak. But other than that, not really. I'll say it's been a pretty slow movie week, I think.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything horror related either besides the Whistle. Just watched my usual stuff: Supernatural, Star Trek, all my normal shows I keep up on, but nothing horror related. So, okay then. Well, I guess it's time to move on to our friendly competition.
Stump the co-host.
And it is time for Stump the Co-host. This is our horror trivia game where Ike and I pull two cards from identical horror trivia decks. That is a total of four questions, and we alternate asking those questions and continue on asking if need be until a winner is determined. We play this game once a month, and so far in 2026, Ike is leading 3-1. Now, we are recording much, much earlier in the day than we usually do. I don't feel like that's a benefit for me. but I have had plenty of coffee, so let's see where this leads. Let's see. You know what? I usually ask you first. I'm going to try to switch it up. Let's shake things up a little. Ike, why don't you ask me first?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Your first question is, what was George A. Romero's first installment of his classic zombie movie franchise?
Night of the Living Dead.
That is correct.
Boom. See, if we can get them all like that, I'm in good shape. But they won't.
Right. Got to start off strong, though.
Okay, here we go. Your first question. And I always hope when I pull these cards that I pull from the right side. I always forget which side of the box I pull from. And I was like, oh, man, I could be just re-asking questions, but whatever. All right. What 2012 film stars Ethan Hawke as a true crime writer and featured a demon named Boogla? I think it's how you say it. Bugla. Bagul. Bagul.
Bagul. It is Sinister.
It is Sinister. Good movie.
Sinister. Sinister actors. All right. So we're 1-1. Here is your numero dos question. What is the name of the family pet from the movie The Lost Boys?
Oh, fuck. The family pet? You know, son of a biscuit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the name of the family pet. I don't recall that. What is it?
It is Nanook.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn. Man, usually if I get a Lost Boys question, I'm pretty excited with it. But they had asked that.
Yep, true.
Jeez. All right. Your second question. What 2016 film centers around father and son coroners investigating the death of an unidentified beautiful female corpse?
That is The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
It is. I don't
it's
know.
A good one.
Don't know that I like that they put the word beautiful in there with corpse, but
it is. I guess it is technically an important piece of the
Yeah,
story.
I know, but
It is strange.
just it hits me in the wigglies a little. I don't like that, but okay. Whatever. All right, let's see here. I gotta fight back and keep in this thing. Go for it.
That's right. So your next question is, what was the name of the possessed doll in the 2013 movie The Conjuring?
Annabelle?
That is correct.
Sometimes you hear these questions and you almost think you're getting tricked somehow.
Right. You're like, is it Annabelle or is it
Yes.
another doll that
Is
I'm
there,
not?
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Was this a, all right. What is this? Third question. In Night of the Comet, what popular Cyndi Lauper song was playing when Regina and Samantha were dancing in the mall?
My only guess would be Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
It is Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I've never seen that movie, but I figure that's probably like right around that time frame.
It is, yes. Fun movie. Okay, go ahead. This is my third. I've got to get this one right to have a chance to stay in it. So,
That's right.
my final question. Here we go.
All right. In the movie Devil, where were the five characters trapped for most of the movie?
In an elevator.
That is correct.
Okay, so for me to have a shot, you have to get this question wrong. But if you get it right, you win. Which movie box cover shows one of the little, excuse me, one of the title bad guys popping out of a toilet?
The only one I can think of is I've never seen it. Is it Ghoulies?
It is Ghoulies. Correct. Again, another
I
fun
don't know how I
movie.
pulled that one
Ah, oh, caramba. Well, I had a decent run in 4-3 this time. That's a little better. And I can't believe the one I missed was a Lost Boys question. Unreal.
To be
That's
fair,
a.
it's like what is main character's left nut called?
That is true, but you would think as many times as I've seen that movie that maybe it would have stuck with me, but alas, not to be. But all fun, all good. That's all right. So hopefully you guys played along. Hopefully you did okay. Hopefully you enjoyed that. But right now we're gonna take a little break. When we come back, we will have our news, birthdays, and all that stuff. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, we got some good stuff for you here today, so we're going to jump right in. Lee Cronin's The Mummy is coming to video on demand on May 19th, followed by the physical release on July 14th. This was a movie. We didn't hate it. Didn't think it was the best movie ever. Definitely lacking in the mummy department. Which is unfortunate for a movie called The Mummy. But in any case, yeah, if you guys want to check it out, it'll be on video on demand. It'd be a good watch this coming weekend. And yeah, I mean, we have a whole review about it too.
We do. I don't think this is what I'll rush out to watch again. Unless they like, okay, we realized we messed up a little bit. We fixed some things.
Right.
So, and like putting a mummy in the mummy movie. But anyway, yeah, it's again not a horrible movie. It's not a mummy movie, but not bad. Go check it out.
Need like a director's cut or something, but
We do, yes. We need the George Lucas special edition of this. Let's put a mummy in the mummy movie.
there you go. But all right, and more positive news, we finally have a release date for A24's Crystal Lake. We will have our premiere on October 15th on the streaming service Peacock. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much what we expected. Peacock has been rumored to be the home of Crystal Lake for some time now, and we kind of thought, hey, let's hold our breath, but we thought that an October release would probably be beneficial given that it is so spooky season. But yeah, I'm just happy that we have a release date and that it's on the books because for so long they had it. They were sitting on it. Everything was done. Post-production was done. And yeah, we were just chilling. And finally, we have a release date. So, barring any major catastrophes, we should see this in October.
Oh my gosh, hopefully. But yeah, it's super exciting because again, it's one of those things where it's like you see things, you hear things, you see that it's making that forward progress, but you just don't believe it yet because it's been so long, it feels like. So having a date is, I like it, right? Obviously, because I know, secondly, because I feel like it puts them in the spot, right? You committed now. And here we go. If you're going to look like a fool if you back out of this, but
Bruh.
not that streaming services care about that. They back out of all kinds of stuff. But I don't think this will be it. I think this is coming out. I'm excited to see it. I hope it's great. It'll be a lot of fun to watch, especially coming out in that, the Spooktober range right around Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. Right around Halloween, I think that'll be a good time. I think that'll be a good
Yeah,
time.
it'll be fun.
But all right. So we got a couple other things here. This one's kind of cool. I'm very curious to see how they're going to do this, but Damien Leone has revealed that Terrifier 4 will take place around New Year's Eve. So we have, of course, two movies centered around Halloween. We have one around Christmas and one around New Year's Eve. Skipped over Thanksgiving, unfortunately. That would have been cool. But I think that I think he's got a plan. You know what I mean? Like
Yes.
it seems like he's got a plan. I mean, I know that they've kind of worked some stuff out with it, and they're probably going to start production on it soon. But yeah, I'm very interested to see how this all shakes up.
Yeah, I mean, this essentially means then that this one pretty much takes place about a week after the last. And so, we're not getting a big time jump. I do feel right. The talk is there's going to be a lot of backstory. So maybe, I'm sure we'll get some flashbacks and whatnot. But the meat of the timeline will just be a week later. So we're getting right to it. And yeah, so excited. Cannot wait for this movie. It's just, oh, just can't wait. I can't wait. Everybody knows we love Terrifier. So super excited.
Yeah, absolutely. But all right, we'll see how that goes, and we'll hopefully get some more information as the year goes along. But for now, Popeye the Slayer Man will be getting a sequel. Of course, no release date has been announced yet, but it's on the books. We got some information hopefully coming out soon about that. Popeye the Slayer Man, if I remember correctly, was a pretty fun movie. Just a very interesting a very interesting approach, and always a fun time to see a character like that doing some killing.
Yeah, I mean we love these kind of movies, and I believe we watched, man, what was it? Two, at least two, but it was like two or three Popeye movies, I think, at least two,
Yeah.
and it's like that, and there was a slew of the Mickey Mouse ones, but if I remember right, I think this is the one that we enjoyed a little more, and
Yeah, I think so.
yeah, I think it was a little better done. Popeye looked like Popeye, but he looked kind of scary, which let's be real, if you think about it, Popeye's a little scary looking, those big ass forearms and that weird face, that one eye crinkle chip. But anyway, this is the one we enjoyed, the most of the couple, two or three or whatever Popeye movies that came out, and probably performed the best, and so it's nice to get a sequel. I think they could. There's a lot of other things, right? A lot of other characters I think you should bring into these things. And I mean, we hear it with the Winnie the Pooh, the Blood and Honey. I mean, like the next one of those, they're bringing in the third one. It's coming, gonna be coming. They're bringing in Rabbit, and they're bringing in the Huffalumps and all these things, all these other characters that they're bringing into it. So, yeah, just keep it going. I think they're fun. They're just, to me, just mindless, fun horror movies, right? Don't overthink it. It's cool to see Popeye, slay some people.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. Love the public domain horror, and always is a fun time. Even if the movie is horrible, it's always fun to see somebody try and make a movie out of it. But all right, that does it for our news this week, guys. So we had some pretty good ones in there. But we have some birthdays and anniversaries coming up here. Big birthday, actually. We have May 20th, 1978. Mike Flanagan, of course, known for his role in making a lot of these fantastic shows that we see on Netflix and stuff like that, but also Dr. Sleep, Hush, Oculus. But Mike Flanagan, he's gotten pretty big into making like short form series and stuff like that too.
Yeah, he's got the I'm pretty sure he's the one with the helm of the Carrie series coming out.
Yes.
So that which I'm super psyched for, but yeah, I tend to enjoy his work. So yeah, hopefully he stays within the horror realm and keeps on doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. But happy birthday, old Mikey boy. And we got some movie
Mikey.
universe. Mikey, looking a little crispy, Mikey. But we got a couple of birthday, or I'm sorry, anniversaries, not birthdays. First one here is May 15th, 1981. Happy birthday to me. Never seen this one. I've heard of this one, but
Fun movie.
it's like a fun little slasher, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think they remade it too, but I don't remember. I don't know if I've seen the remake. This one's got that. I don't know who she is. I can't remember her name. She was in Little House on the Prairie. Not the main girl. Not Laura, but Laura's sister. Mary, I think it's Mary. It was her sister. She's in this, if I'm remembering right. And that even to someone of that time period, and you see this girl from, Little House on the Prairie, who was, most of the show was a blind girl and this and that, and whatever. And then she does this. Ooh, it's a little jarring, but yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a very fun movie. And again, like I said, I think they remade it, but you know me, I love the originals.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, you know. We got this old school and then, remake. But yeah, I'll have to check it out and see if I can find the remake too. I like to watch like originals and then go in and try and watch the remakes as well.
Yeah.
That's always a fun time. But all right, very cool. But all right, I think that is our first birthday. We have two more here. So the first one here is May 17th of 2024. We have Strangers Chapter One. This is the first chapter of the most recent remake trilogy. This one did okay. This is sort of the requisite backstory of the Strangers universe, if you will. And yeah, it's just good. It's good for what it is, you know.
Yeah, it's all right. And yeah, they had to make this movie before they get to the others. But yeah, we've talked about all of them. There's reviews for all three of them.
Yes.
So if you want to hear us talk about Strangers Chapter One and or the whole trilogy, just go back and catch those episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very worthwhile endeavor. There's three of them, and you get to hear us chit chat about the various things about them and compare them to the old and whatnot. But very good. So one other movie anniversary. This one's a goldie. May 19th, 2024. The Substance. Man. I don't know if we did a full review on this, but I know we talked about it at some point, and
Yeah.
both of us love this movie. So good. Definitely, we missed out on it when it first came out. I don't remember what was going on around that time, or what movies were releasing at the time, or maybe it had like a limited release. I don't really remember, but I do know that we missed out on it on its initial release, and then we watched it later. But fantastic film, truly one of the best
Yes.
horror films of 2024, if not the best.
Yeah, my guess is given the dates of those two that we reviewed Strangers Chapter One. I know it had to be what it was because it's the same week,
Yeah.
essentially. It looks like Strangers probably was Wednesday, Substance was Friday release, but same week. So we would have reviewed the Strangers. And again, no offense to Strangers. It is oof. It cannot hold a candle to the Substance. The Substance,
No.
unbelievable movie. And I remember, at the time, all the hoopla, the talk, the award show talking about it was worth it. This movie
Yes.
is fantastic. If you've not seen it, you must see it. And it's one of those movies that's kind of like it slipped my mind, right? I haven't thought about it in a while. So it's like one of those movies that, you know what, I'd love to rewatch it because I feel like it's only been a couple of years, but I feel like it's been forever. But unreal, unbelievable movie. So good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, it's one of those ones where it's like, man, has it really been 2 years already since that movie came out?
Yeah, it does feel peculiar, but.
But absolutely. So happy birthday to the Substance. I guess I would say it's an appropriate response. But
Sure.
in any case, I think that's all for our anniversary. So we have an upcoming release. This is what we will, of course, be reviewing next week. But Obsession is coming to theaters on May 15th and is described as, after breaking the mysterious One Witch Willow to win his crush's heart, a hopeless romantic finds himself getting exactly what he asked for, but soon discovers that some desires come at a dark, sinister price. And we will be, of course, like I said, reviewing this movie next episode. I've seen a couple trailers for this. I remember a while back they had a teaser where it's just the guy calling like the hotline for like the One Witch Willow or whatever, which was pretty cool. But yeah, I love love this movie already. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be spooky. Everything I've heard about it is good. I've seen a lot of like trailers and some people talking about the movies who've seen like early release type things of this. So I think this is going to be a really, really superb movie, and I'm very on board for that. So very excited. Very, very excited.
Yeah, it's gonna. I think it's already. I'm excited. It sounds great. I love the concept, right? Because it's been done in a few things. Supernatural did an episode on it where, sometimes if you get what you wish for or what you think you want, it doesn't really always work out the way you think. And that general concept. So I like how that, it's this is what it is, right? And playing off that because it's something that you think's a positive, right? This wish of love and wanting this crush and then but it it winds up taking dark turns and sinister whatever. I mean the movie's titled Obsession, so it's gonna get I'm sure it's gonna get pretty wacky. And I'm so excited. I've heard lots about this movie, lots of people talking about it. Everything I've seen has been extraordinarily positive. I mean to the point of I've seen some people saying, this it weighed them out so bad they couldn't sleep the night they saw it because it was so so. Which I don't know, I don't know what that means, but that might just be overselling it. But I'm super excited. Can't wait to see this movie and talk about it next episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be a fun time. We'll just have to wait for that, and hopefully we will have a good conversation about that next week. But for now, that'll do it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will take a short break, but when we come back, we will have our official review of Whistle. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/wrasslpod. That is linktr.ee/rasslepod. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing. All right, and welcome back to Listen to the Screams. It is review time, and we are reviewing the movie Whistle, written by Owen Egerton and directed by Corin Hardy, starring Daphne Keene, Ellie Gaines, and many others. The movie was released limited in February 6th in theaters, and then obviously came out May 8th on Shudder. It grossed $705,080 domestically on that limited opening weekend, which was good for number 17. So not too bad for a limited release, but like we said, it's now out on Shudder, which is an exciting thing. People go, make sure you subscribe to Shudder and Screenbox, because not only this, but you get lots of hidden gems. But anyway, back to Whistle. I liked the movie. It was fun. It was a pretty good movie. I liked the concept of it. I liked the idea. I had a couple little hangups. I thought, number one, I thought it just went a touch long, right? It was, I think, an hour and 40. I think they could have trimmed a little. I don't, there was a couple spots where it's just like, eh. And I do think there was, especially towards the end, it's just, it was a little much. I feel like they went a little overboard because the movie was kind of going at this creepy, nice pace. You knew what was happening. And when the whistle came into play and things happened, it was cool. It was spooky. It was scary. There was a lot of character development on these characters, which I really appreciated because, I got invested in these characters. But then it's like when it got to the end, it's just like they went on some mushrooms and just tripped out the ass and went a little wild with it. I don't know. I think they could have toned it down a touch, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's like the ending to me didn't stick as well as I think it could have. I did enjoy the movie, right, for the most part. But like I said, when I got the ending, I thought the first couple acts of the movie were much better than the third. I think they could have done a bit better honing that in and containing it just a touch. But I very much like the concept, with the whistle, the artifact. It had a great opening. Freaking the opening scene, which I won't give spoilers, but it takes place in a basketball game, was really fucking cool. Looked good, very well delivered, set the tone for the movie really, really good. Really enjoyed that part of it. But in Like I said, enjoy the rest of it. I thought the whistle looked cool, had a nice design. I didn't know Nick Frost was in it. That was kind of a pleasant surprise for me when I saw him. I love him. And I had no idea he was in the movie. So when he popped up, I thought, oh, that's I fucking love that, right? Because I like him. But a fun movie. I would urge people to give it a watch, especially with it being on Shudder. But I don't think it's one of those that I don't know, broke the mold, and it was I don't know. It was a good. It was a good fun movie, but nothing super spectacular. I think like I'm rambling here in a kind of caught in a loop. What did you think of Whistle?
Yeah, I thought Whistle was great. General, just overall consensus was that it was a pretty solid film. My one, I guess one criticism of this, I would agree that it did run a little long. But I feel like it kind of lost the plot a little bit at one point. It kind of seemed like we were going up and down a little bit with the whole, what the whistle does, is the whistle like I feel like they kind of flip-flop a little bit on what the whistle actually does in the film. You know, it's not a spoiler because it was in the trailer, but obviously the whistle shows you your death is what the idea is. But they kind of like they make it a little ambiguous at first, but then they kind of like twist it up a little bit and smash it together, and things get a little wonky. So yeah, it was it's not bad. I think my big hang up would be that I think they could have maybe made it a little cleaner, right? Maybe have it from the right approach of like, hey, this is what the whistle is, this is what the whistle does, rather than sort of the flip flop they did. Because I feel like at one point it did this, and then at one point, well, maybe it does a little bit of this, you know? So other than that, great movie, great kills, great effects. A lot of really cool people. Daphne Keene. There was one of the girls from what's it called? Yellow Jackets. Good Lord. And then of course also Nick Frost. I mean, obviously Nick Frost is great. But yeah, I think that over and under, other than the small little bit of story issue, yeah, I would say it's pretty solid. No major complaints for me. Make it a 90-minute movie, cut out a little bit of the junk in the middle there. I think you'd be pretty good. I think you'd be pretty solid. I mean, it is a Shutter film, so you know, I think that they kind of approached it how they wanted to approach it, how they normally approach it. But I think that yeah, it was actually pretty decent. And I am a little sad I didn't get to see it in theaters, because I remember I was going to go see it in theaters because Kayla wanted to see it, but there was another movie that came out at the same time that we didn't end up being able to review. So we're like, okay, we'll wait for a Shutter release.
Yeah, it was almost like with this movie, they had an idea, they knew what they were doing, they were telling their story, but then it's almost like they didn't know how to wrap it and how to get out of it and solve it, you know. So they muddled it a little, but it is what it is. I'm not gonna knock it, because I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, it's just storytelling and writing a screenplay is easy. Just, why could you not do it? Because no, it's not like that. I understand. But like I said, a fun movie. I advise people to give it a watch. Yeah, it definitely would have been cool to see in theaters with some of those effects and things, to see it on the big screen. But again, I had a good time with it. If I'm gonna rate it though, I'm just giving it the standard old 3 out of 5, right up the middle. Fun movie. Nothing horribly bad to jar me from, regretting watching it. But nothing, so over the top great that it would cause me to bump it up any. But I do advise people to give it a watch. So a solid 3 screams out of 5 from me. Ike, what are you rating Whistle?
I'm going to give it a strong 3 out of 5 as well. Like you said, it's nothing special. I would rewatch it, but nothing that really blew me out of the water or that would have me running back for more. I think that we had a pretty solid take on it, and you know, I'd love to see them do a whistle too. Why not? Bring it back
Well,
and for fun.
definitely left the door open. There was a credit
They did.
scene and everything else,
Absolutely.
so it looks like they want to and hope to. So hopefully they get to, because it's. And if it's the case, based on how they set it up, oh wow, Whistle 2 is going to be, woo! It's going to be, I mean, they're taking the concept that I think it's going to be a much bigger scale.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that could be fun. So, like we mentioned earlier, next episode, we will be reviewing the movie Obsession, which is coming to theaters the day after this release. So go see that so you're ready to listen to our discussion. As we move further and close this out, thank you to our wives and then all of you listeners and followers for all of your support. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media or on pretty much any platform. Just search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen the Number Two in Screams, and you'll find us. We're there. It's easy to see. Same header, same profile picture on everything. Me and Ike there, which, with our new stuff, our updated, our cleaner stuff, now that we've taken some new promo pictures, modeling our Listen to the Scream shirts, which, by the way, everybody can go check those out. We have links everywhere. Go order a shirt. I guess we should give a mad prop, right? Let's give a shout out to, once again, our old friend Dane Carmen. Did you see his post where
I did.
he actually bought a sticker and put it on his guitar? Pretty cool. Love that support. Thank you, Dane, for all of that. He's been here. He's a day one. He's been here since the beginning, and always supportive, gives us good feedback and everything. So thank you, Dane. All right. So before we close out, Ike, anything else you want to add?
Oh man. Nothing major. Again, thanks to Dane. So I've known him for a good number of years, actually, and very cool to see the support, and much appreciated. And yeah, but much love to all our fans and everybody who's listening. And hopefully, everybody got to check out Whistle. It wasn't too bad, and I'd like to hear what everybody else thinks about it. So, but yeah, I think that's it. I'm excited for our next movie to watch, which is of course going to be Obsession.
That's right. And we are just a handful of episodes away from our 200th episode. Unreal. Unbelievable. So that'll be fun. We don't do a whole lot, right? It's just it'll be a standard episode, but we have had some congratulations already rolling in from us from some people, some very cool people. So of course those when we get to that 200th episodes, we'll throw those in there so you guys can hear who gave us a little love, and we appreciate that. So make sure you subscribe. Keep the build moving as we go to 200 and on and beyond. Seems like we've been doing it forever, but that's pretty wild that we're at 200 episodes. So all right then, let's close out. Thank you once again for listening and all your support. Once again, subscribe to us on social media. Follow us there. Lots of cool stuff we post. But until next episode, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.